Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And thank you very much. It is a Wednesday edition of Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you on 96.9 The Game. Note the new start time. Getting used to this new start time, 6 o'clock here, still in the drive time hours, as we know, and Magic Drive Time show number 3 comes your way. In a moment, we are going to hear from Aaron Gordon, Magic man, going into season number 5 here in Central Florida. He's kind enough to stop by. Tomorrow we'll have General Manager John Hammond. The last two shows, we have had Jeff Weltman and Steve Clifford. Again, you can go to iTunes and you can listen to our previous shows, and we certainly encourage you to do that. The Magic will next be in action against Team Flamengo, coming into Amway Center again. They came a few years ago. We always embrace having them back here. It should be a lot of fun. That'll be the first home game of the preseason coming up Friday, 6:30, right here on the new home for the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game. Witness the start of the Orlando Magic basketball season in October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with 6 games plus preseason for just $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
You are my Beyonce.
Beyonce?
They just Destiny's Children. You are the star. You are my queen bee.
All right.
Let's make lemonade, man.
And with that, let's welcome in my friend, our good man, Aaron Gordon, kind enough to join us. The star, one of the many stars of the Uncle Drew movie over the summer. Played the character Casper. We know him as AG, going into year number 5 here in Central Florida. Aaron, you and I have not had a chance to talk about the Uncle Drew movie. First of all, great to have you on the program, and how much fun was that for you to do?
Thanks, Dante. I hear you guys got that sound bite right there. Lil Rel was hilarious to work with, by the way, man.
I bet.
Yeah, it was just a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun being on the set, seeing all the actors do what actors do, and seeing all the old school basketball players all dressed up in makeup. It was just a good time. It was just a family friendly movie, and it came out really nice.
I can't wait to see it. My daughters are 5 and 3, so if there's not a Disney princess in it, we can't watch it yet. But we're gonna make time. We're gonna make time, and we're gonna watch. So, what surprised you most about being on a movie set?
Oh, I guess it was just how many takes it took.
Yeah.
You know, they used to do it as many times until you get it perfect, you know, until you get it right.
Yeah, that's it. And how did it come about? I know somebody knew your agent. Is that how this whole role even came about?
Yeah, so I think that's how it went. You know, somebody from the movie set knew my agent really well and called my agent. They asked if I wanted to be in it, and I said, yeah, sure, why not?
Now, what about now career moving forward? I know you're focused on basketball, right? And we're not doing movies during the year. But you like comedy? You like action? If you were able to get another role, what's your genre moving forward?
Well, I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. Maybe a scary movie. I really like scary movies. I know they're terrible, and the acting in them is horrible, but it would be really fun to be in.
Do you watch a lot of scary movies?
Oh, yeah, I love scary movies.
Very nice. Okay, well, Halloween coming up. That'll be good for you. Well, that's a good way to practice your acting. Get a couple of scary movies under your belt and then move on from there. Speaking with Aaron Gordon going into year 5 here with the Orlando Magic, before we talk about you and this team, growing up in the Bay Area, I know you had to have been a baseball fan, but I don't remember if it was the Giants or the A's.
Oh, I guess growing up, you know, I wasn't a huge baseball fan, but I guess growing up it was the Giants.
Okay, so right now, so you're not rooting against the so tonight, will you root against the A's? Will you be rooting for Aaron Judge? What will you do here tonight?
Oh, man, I guess between the A's and the Yankees, I would probably go Yankees just because, I'm a fan of Aaron.
Yeah, and you've never met. You're obviously well aware of the comparisons that people have made between you and Aaron Judge in your likeness, but you guys have never met, and I know you get a kick out of that, don't you?
Oh, man, I think it's hilarious. Man. I think it's hysterical, man. We could be long-lost brothers, man.
Have you been stopped? Has anyone approached you, confused you as Aaron Judge?
Only when I'm in New York.
That's fantastic. I still want to do something and get you walking around with a Yankee jersey on. I think that could be a lot of fun. All right.
Yeah, I think we've pulled the okey-doke on people.
I think so. All right, Aaron, just take us through this summer. I know it was a priority for this front office to bring you back. Obviously, top priority to have you back here. And I know you wanted to be back as well and to be a part of this. Take us through this summer and kind of how happy you are to have contract negotiations done with and to know that Orlando is your home.
You know, it's great, man. It's great. Just to come back and be able to continue to work with this organization and this new coaching staff and all these new players and some of the same players. It's a really good feeling, you know, coming back and working towards something and working towards getting to the playoffs and so on. You know, so, you know, the contract extension, you know, it was like there was a weight on my shoulders. And before the contract, you know, and then once you sign that contract, you know, that weight comes off. But then, you know, you got to continue to work. You can't become complacent. So you put that weight right back on your shoulders and you continue to lift.
And you know what I think is interesting? I think there's a difference between the weight that you're going to put on and the shoulders and the pressure. You're not going to put pressure on yourself now because of the contract. I know you well enough to know you're going to stay even keeled as far as that goes. But just explain the difference. You know, you've got that stability, and I know you're going to put, you know, like you said, the weight on your shoulders to be a leader for this team. But I know you're not feeling undue pressure now that you've signed that contract.
No, it's trying to help everybody else get paid now. And you know how we can do that is by winning. You know, so if we win, everybody gets paid, and I want to help everybody do that. You know, that's the number one goal. So, you know, I really want to just be at my best so everybody else can be at their best.
Well, and speaking with Aaron Gordon, Magic player, and you got some changes, new head coach and Steve Clifford, and, you know, for you to be at your best and help this team, I know you've had conversations with Coach Clifford. I know you guys are on the same page on what your expectations should be of you this year. What have those conversations been like, and what's he pushing you to become this season?
Oh, man. You know, he just needs me to be an all-around player. You know, he needs me to do a lot for this team, whether it be score the ball or distribute, rebound. He has a goal of being an all-defensive player for the NBA, and I think that's a fantastic goal and will help us win.
And how do you get there, Aaron? What have you guys looked at in film? What have you been working on in the offseason? How do you become the elite defensive player that you want to be?
You know, I got to play hard every night. You know, defense takes effort. You know, so if the effort's not there, then I won't be able to do anything. So the effort has to be there. The intensity, the technique has to be there. And then once again, we got to get wins.
No, that's what it's about, and I know you guys are ready to start winning and turning the page on that. You get to see behind closed doors. You get to see your teammates work day in and day out. You see the work that the coaches are putting in. What would you tell fans is gives you reason for optimism that this team can have a good season?
We just have a ton of talent. You know, we have a ton of talent. So we put that together with the coaching staff that we have now, who have the technique and they have the know-how. And you put that together, and it's a great combination. So this team is just going to keep getting better and better. You know, we're good, and we got to just keep working until we're one of the greats. You know, one of the best in the conference. So yeah, we're just going to keep getting better and better.
Speaking with Aaron Gordon for the Orlando Magic and AG, what are some of the things that Coach Clifford is putting in? Some of your defensive and offensive pillars that he's really stressing. I know attention to detail is huge, accountability is huge, focus is huge. What are some of the hallmarks of a Steve Clifford team?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. You know, the accountability, the focus, the effort. You know, those three things are huge. You know, if you're not working with the defensive schemes and the offensive schemes, if you're not all the way bought in, then it's not going to work. And he preaches that to us. But he says, if we do buy in and we do work with the schemes, it will work and we will win.
And we're looking forward to that. Ultimately, that's what we're hoping to accomplish here in Central Florida. How surreal to be going into year five and just 23 years old, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, it's going by quick, man. It's what I've wanted to do since I was a little boy. And, you know, it's just time to come into my own and play the game that I know how to play. And help my team get wins. You know, whether it be your one, your five, or your 10, you know, I'm going to play hard and play the way I know how to play.
You know, what's interesting. I don't know if you've seen the GM survey that came out, but they have a category called breakout season. Which NBA player is going to have a breakout season? All the general managers vote, and you came in fourth. You got 7% of the vote, the leader getting 20%. And you came in fourth. So a number of general managers are looking at you here in Central Florida, thinking this could be a big year for UAG.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. You know, more than anything, it's a team sport, you know. So if we're not doing anything together, then we're not going to accomplish anything. So we got to do it together, and we got to win together. And everything else will fall in line, you know. So I'm going to do my best to put us in opportunities to win. But at the end of the day, it's a team game.
And part of that, Aaron, is kind of is it a position change this year? Are you back to the three? I know it's a positionless basketball and you want your best five on the floor and you'll play three and four, but is there somewhat of a change, and is there an adjustment that you'll be going through with that?
Yeah, I think we're still figuring that out. You know, I'm playing a lot more three this year. We'll be playing four. Yeah, I kind of just be playing all over the floor this year.
All right, and then lastly, I think here in Central Florida, we lick our chops thinking about you, Isaac, Bamba, certainly everybody on your team, but that three moving forward and what that's going to look like as you get more comfortable together. And I know Isaac rolled his ankle a couple of days ago. Hopefully he'll be back soon. But just how is that coming, you and Isaac and Mo getting a chance to learn each other and play together in camp and here in the preseason?
We haven't gotten a ton of minutes together, but, you know, as we continue to develop, it's going to be really, really difficult for other teams to score on us. So, you know, you put those three guys out on the floor, you put us three on the floor, and we just cause problems. You know, we cause mismatches all over the floor. The rebounding's good. The shot making will be there. And then we just got to get our strength and our camaraderie together, and it'll be a three-headed monster.
Well, we're looking forward to it. At the end of the day, you said it a number of times, Aaron, it's about wins. And I know you and this team are starving for a little bit of success here in Central Florida, and I know that's the goal for you and this group going into the season.
Oh, definitely. That's the ultimate goal, is to get wins and, you know, give this community something to cheer for and this organization some hope and, you know, get to the P's.
All right, I look forward to it. Look forward to the journey. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck Friday in your next game and all throughout the season, all right?
Thank you, Dante. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, thanks for coming on with me. That is Aaron Gordon going into year five here in Central Florida. And I tell you, there's a focus about him. There's an even keel about Aaron Gordon. The guy doesn't want to talk about it. The guy wants to win basketball games, and I am all for that. It's time for a change here in Central Florida. It's been four long years for him, and we're ready to kind of start turning the page, and hopefully we can do that again starting Friday against Flamengo. I'll be back with our producer, Aaron Berlin, when we return to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see 9 Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's 9 games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com.
Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68, equal housing.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at an Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request or this one. Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime, redefined.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Midweek Magic at Amway Center. A night of pure action and pure fun, where we celebrate hang time on the court and happy hours off the court. Midweek Magic starts at Rona's and Rita's at 5:30 p.m. and keeps going with a game ticket, food, and drinks for as low as $20. Buy now at OrlandoMagic.com/midweek. It's pure magic.
This season, Quirksicle is helping the Magic stay cool with triple insulated canteens and tumblers to keep your drinks ice cold for up to 25 hours. Plus, Quirksicle has just launched a line of amazingly cool soft cooler bags that take your old cooler to a whole new level of style and functionality. Whether you're popping a cork, heading to the beach for the day, or slow dripping Joe, Quirksicle is here to help keep you hydrated and style. That is www.corkcicle.com. Quirksicle, we make cool things.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I mean, he's just deliberate on the defensive end, that's for sure. You know, he really knows what he wants defensively and through the practice. Real deliberate, man. That's probably the best word that I could put.
That's a great way to put it. It's a kind way to put it. He is certainly deliberate with what he wants on the defensive end, and he has a great way of getting his point across. I love what Steve Clifford has done, the approach that he has, and how these guys have responded. That is Aaron Gordon talking about his new head coach, Steve Clifford. Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Special thanks to Aaron Gordon for joining us in the first segment. If you missed it, you can go to iTunes, Orlando Magic Radio, and you can find Magic Drive Time in there, today's show, and you can listen to that interview with Aaron Gordon. So a lot to get to. We appreciate your text messages, as always, 50857, 50857. We're going to get to a couple here in just a moment or two. We're also going to run down some NBA topics. That NBA GM survey is out. We'll bring in Aaron Berlin here in just a moment. But I think this is a huge year for Aaron Gordon. He gets the contract. He gets the money. He gets the stability. You know that he's going to be here for at least 4 years in Central Florida. And I think it's important, most guys, and we see it in this league, they put pressure on themselves to perform with that contract. And he's not a guy that's going to do that. He's going to stay even keeled. Now, again, you heard him say he does have some weight that comes with that because more is expected of him. He's supposed to be a leader. He's supposed to carry this team at times offensively. But I don't think you're going to feel – I don't think, and this is where he could get in trouble. He can't put pressure on himself, and he can't stress, and he can't force things that aren't there. That's been the problem at times on the offensive end. But if he can commit to being an elite defender, if he can commit to playing within the flow of the offense, I think the NBA general managers are right And I think this could be an enormous breakout season for Aaron Gordon. Let's bring in our other Aaron. Hey, I think
the real Aaron here.
I think I'm ready for Aaron Berlin to have a breakout season. You're going into year six, aren't you? Can't this be your...
This is only year five. You're just making me older at that point.
Okay, so you and Aaron came in together, right?
We did.
Both of you guys came into the league together.
We did. One guy got his payday. I'm still waiting. We're going to get there one day, though, right?
You're going to get a payday, but that payday, I don't know if that's going to come. Unless you get you one of these little startups here.
It was worth a shot, though.
It was worth a shot. Yeah, there's no question. But so I'm looking, so you can both have a breakout in year five. Let's do that. All right, AG, let's hit to the text line. And I like this feature. We always encourage calls, 407-447-2145. But certainly the text messages seem to be quicker, and we get a ton of those, 508-57.
Well, the great thing about the text line is people are anonymous there. So we can get some real good ones.
That's exactly what it is.
But the first texter was actually at open practice yesterday, and he goes, should I be optimistic about Isaac participating in all the drills last night? And Dante, to me, that's a very good sign.
I think so. He came out. Now, he's a little slow coming out and didn't go full steam through a lot of the activities and the drills, but still he was out there. I know if this was last year, I don't know that he would have pushed it or felt he could push it. It shows that I don't think it's as bad as the injury that we had last year. If there's one thing I have learned, I am not a doctor, and I have no idea what a guy's pain threshold is or when a guy will get cleared, or something that doesn't look that bad to me is, and something that looks horrible is not. So I have no idea how to judge it, but hopefully he'll be back. If he needs to sit out Friday to be ready for the game on Monday and that completely heals the ankle, I am all for it. I don't think we need to push it with him. And I don't think they will, and I think they'll get him up to speed. But, again, we don't know. They're considering it day-to-day with that mild ankle sprain. Let's get him right. We need him ready for opening night and to play the majority of the games this season.
I was going to say, Dante,
that's the only thing that
matters, is as long as he's ready for October 17th against Miami, then you take all the time that you need, because you don't need something popping back up in November or December. That happened in early October.
Correct, but he's going to miss some chemistry, isn't he?
I'd
like him to not miss 2 weeks, but yes, correct, if he needs to be right. But he's got to build some chemistry now. If he's going to be part of that first unit, and he's going to play the four, Aaron at the three, Vooch, DJ, and Evan, they need time to build that.
We've talked for years how probably the most important part of any NBA season is training camp in the preseason,
sure,
because it's the time that actually have to put stuff in and get familiar with guys. And we saw that happen with Elfrid Payton numerous times where he would miss time in training camp,
correct,
and it really affected him. Okay, speaking on the same topic of Isaac, one fan wants to know if he is still eligible for Rookie of the Year with his injury issues last year.
No, he's not. And it's not like baseball where you can play 50 games and still be Rookie of the Year the next year. I don't know what the number is, but that's the craziest thing in the world to me.
Baseball just loves those rookies.
Yeah, Benintendi played 2 years before he had his rookie season. It's the craziest thing for the Boston Red Sox. No, if you play one game during your rookie season, you are no longer a rookie in year two, and that's what it should be. You're not a rookie anymore. So here we go into year number two, the sophomore season for Jonathan Isaac. Hopefully many, many more than 27 games.
But maybe Mo Bamba can get that Rookie of the Year. Maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, he's still on there.
That
People forget
true.
About
we,
him.
We got a lot on Mo Bamba, too, because that GM survey came out, and I'm taking exception to it. But go ahead.
Okay, the last text of the night, it also has to deal with Aaron Gordon. You mentioned it. You brought it up. He was fourth for the breakout player. Can we get excited about him this year? Is that what we're doing? Are we ready to turn that corner? I am.
I hope so. I think, you know, we're ready for him to have that breakout year, and I think you made the commitment to him with the contract. I think he's coming from the right place. Listen, I promise you this. There is not anyone on this team that works harder physically in the gym. In fact, if anything, maybe he can scale it back a little bit and spend more time in other areas, film or whatever it is. But that guy puts an incredible amount of work into his craft, and hey, he's reaping the benefits with that contract.
Okay, Dante, I'm going to change things up here and go around the league, because I know you've been itching for this a little bit.
I have been.
But I'm sure you saw this yesterday on the NBA Twitter when it came out, and this has something that has to do with everybody here in Central Florida, because it happened in the 2009 finals. Everybody remembers the no flinching. Well, a new camera angle has come out. Kobe wasn't in front of the basketball when that happened. Are you buying or selling that he was swaying and that he didn't actually flinch or need to flinch?
I am not buying, and I think he did not flinch. I was there. I watched it, and that guy was stone cold. And there was no you. There was you. It was impossible to intimidate that guy.
I was going
to
say, even if I'm swaying and something's in my general direction, I'm still flinching, mainly because I flinch at everything.
I'm 20 feet from you, and you just flinch.
Absolutely, it happens all the time.
But no one's confusing us for Kobe Bryant. But listen, that guy was a warrior during that series.
Okay, LBJ played his first game in the Staples Center last night as a member of the Lakers. I'm still getting used to it. Are you still getting used to it?
Doesn't seem like LA fans have embraced him yet, do they?
No, not quite.
Oh, my word. That place was packed. Everywhere you go out there, they're talking about LeBron James, and that GM survey reflects LeBron James is still the biggest game changer that there is in our league, and they expect him to get MVP. They expect the Lakers to be the biggest turnaround team. They had the biggest acquisition of the offseason, and they're ready for their King James. Laker fans are starved. You mentioned Kobe Bryant. It's been a long time since they were relevant, since they've been to an NBA Finals, and they are ready and hoping to get back now with LeBron James.
Picture of the Lakers locker room came out today. He's got the power seat. He's got three lockers that are empty around him, just surrounded by him. So he's got the power seat in LA. Okay, you mentioned the NBA GM survey. This is something that I take issue with. We got about a minute left. Luka Doncic was voted most likely to win Rookie of the Year with 43%.
Okay, sure.
Mo Bamba did not show up in the top five.
Right.
He also did not show up in the ancillary category of within the next 5 years of being the best rookie.
I see. I think that's the biggest mistake. If you're saying he's raw and it's going to take him a while and he's not going to get a ton of touches or have an opportunity to have a huge impact and win Rookie of the Year, okay, I think he's going to be in the conversation, certainly, but if that's what a general manager wants to say, fine. But to say he's not going to be one of the top five or six best players of this draft 5 years from now, sorely mistaken. This guy is incredibly talented. Just watching limited bits of action that I've seen from him, I would say that is absolutely wrong. Next up, tomorrow night, General Manager John Hammond will join me right here on Magic Drive Time, 6 o'clock on 96.9 The Game. Again, special thanks to Aaron Gordon. Thanks to Aaron Berlin. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow with John Hammond.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/go magic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando. This is a three-point game.
Hi, this is Orlando Magic head coach Steve Clifford. Since day one, the Orlando Magic have trusted the professionals at Jewett Orthopedic Clinic to keep us in the game. We not only think they are the best orthopedic group in Orlando, we think they are the best throughout the NBA. So go where the pros go and get back in the game with Jewett Orthopedic Clinic. Jewett Orthopedic Clinic, the official team physicians for your Orlando Magic.